This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's national security advisor says a plan hostage for prisoner swap with Hamas has been delayed until at least Friday. In a statement released late Wednesday, he said the contacts on the deal were continuing, saying the release will begin according to the original agreement between the parties and not before Friday. The swap is to take place as part of a four-day truce that had been expected to begin Thursday but was delayed. And there was no explanation given for the delay, and it was not immediately clear when the ceasefire might actually begin. In an AP interview, Rob Anders, who's co-leader for the Hostages and Missing Families Forum, says the families of the hostages struggle all the time.
Every moment that people don't know where their loved ones, with absolutely no update from the terrorists in terms of their signs of life, as they refer to it, there's a huge amount of worry and fear and concern.
The Israeli military on Wednesday unveiled what it claimed was a Hamas military facility under Gaza's largest hospital, showing what appeared to be a subterranean dormitory to a group of foreign journalists who were given a rare glimpse inside the besieged enclave. Dozens of soldiers escorted journalists through a narrow stone tunnel, which the military said stretched 150 meters to a series of underground bunkers beneath Shifa Hospital in sheltered Gaza City. The living quarters located at the end of the tunnel had an air conditioner, kitchen, bathroom, and pair of metal cots in a room fashioned from rusty white tile. They appear to be out of use. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. According to investigators, there is no sign of terrorism after a speeding car crashed and burst into flames on the bridge linking New York State in Ontario at Niagara Falls on Wednesday, killing two people in the vehicle and sparking a security scare. Reuters' Gabe Singer. The rescue of 41 construction workers trapped nearly 2 weeks ago in a collapsed tunnel in India has reached the final stretch of digging. The drill that's digging into the dirt and debris made it through 44 meters out of approximately 57 needed as of Wednesday night. Construction manager assisting in the rescue in northern India says the completed excavation will allow rescuers to insert and weld together pipes through which the workers can crawl to their freedom. Harpal Singh told the Press Trust of India news agency he hoped the trapped workers would be rescued Thursday morning. The workers have been trapped since November 12th, when a landslide caused part of the tunnel to collapse. Four U.S. lawmakers have now asked for an investigation into Elon Musk's Neuralink. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen says it's about the product's safety.
In a letter to the Securities and Exchange Commission that was reviewed by Reuters, four Democratic U.S. representatives asked the regulator to investigate Musk to see if he committed securities fraud by allegedly misleading investors about the safety of a brain implant that Neuralink is developing. Musk's company aims to help patients overcome paralysis and a host of neurological conditions and is preparing to test the implant on humans.
And again, according to investigators, there's no sign of terrorism after a speeding car crashed and burst into flames on the bridge linking New York State and Ontario.
Details surrounding the Rainbow Bridge crash remain murky hours later, however, leaving it to be determined whether it was intentional or accidental. Here's New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
At this time, there is no indication of a terrorist-involved attack here at the Rainbow Bridge in Western New York. We've identified that this is a local individual, a Western New Yorker. Two individuals died in the vehicle.
This security footage of the crash shows the car traveling from the U.S. side at high speed, then hitting an object and flying into the air over an 8-foot fence before crashing to the ground in flames.
That is Reuters' Gabe Singer. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.